Let's go to London now, where the British Prime Minister had a rough weekend. Boris Johnson was booed when he arrived at St. Paul's Cathedral on Friday for a service of thanksgiving for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Sounds of the crowd booing there. And later tonight, he could lose his job altogether. Johnson faces a vote of confidence in his Conservative Party. The Prime Minister has been damaged by an official government report that found that he and members of his staff attended parties at 10 Downing Street at a time when the rest of the country was on COVID lockdown. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us now from London. Frank, welcome back.
Great to be here.
And Conservative members of Parliament started this whole process by submitting letters of no confidence in Johnson's leadership, and they're going to vote on his fate later today. What are their top concerns?
Yeah, Peter, one of the big concerns is that early on, when these gatherings, these parties were brought up, quite many months ago, the Prime Minister said everything was fine. We all followed the rules. And now there's a lot of evidence that wasn't the case at all. And so the concern among parliamentary members of his parliamentary party is that he lied to Parliament. And that's a resigning offense, basically, in this in the British Parliament. You're not supposed, you have to always tell the truth. And so we saw this report that came out late last month by a woman named Sue Gray. And it said that, you know, it described essentially in some cases a drunken party culture at number 10 Downing Street, red wine on the walls, one person vomiting. And then, you know, what you were pointing out earlier when we were listening to that, I was actually in the crowd at St. Paul's Cathedral when you heard people boo. A lot of these are royalists. So if somebody like Boris Johnson is losing royalists, that's a very bad sign. And earlier today, a guy named John Penrose, he's the anti-corruption czar for Boris Johnson. He announced that he was going to resign over this. He said he couldn't keep working for Johnson. And this is Penrose speaking today on Britain's Sky TV News.
The Sue Gray report says there are major problems with leadership, and he hasn't addressed that at all. It feels like the beginning of the end.
Wow, the beginning of the end. Is that likely, Frank? I mean, will Boris Johnson lose this vote tonight?
I don't think tonight. That's not what people expect. Basically, the thought is that there were about at least 54 letters that came in over the weekend, which is the threshold for calling this vote. But it's not thought that he will lose it. The problem for him, though, Peter, is it's, you know, how much do you win by? What kind of a margin? If it's a big margin, it buys him time. If it's a narrower margin, it may seem like people, just as John Penrose was saying, that there's this feeling of inevitability to this. And it's important to remember that Theresa May, who I covered, she won a no confidence vote with 63%. She was out within 6 months. Another trouble, I think, for Johnson here is that his approach, his act is wearing thin. He is a very entertaining, great cheerleader for this country, and he's very effective. But COVID could well be a turning point. You know, he has often joked and charmed his way out of a lot of problems. He's seen very much as a Teflon politician here. But this was a pandemic that killed 180,000 people. And the fact that members of his staff were partying during this time, when everybody else mostly was staying indoors and following the rules, I mean, that's a tough thing to square.
I want to go back to this idea that even if Boris Johnson wins this vote today, he might still lose. You mentioned Theresa May. Does Johnson face a similar dynamic as she did? You know, even though she survived that vote, as you said, she went on to resign.
I think he could well. I mean, I'm be watching the margin. This is going to be happening pretty soon. And so I'll be watching to see exactly what the margin is. And also the things that we hear in the House of Commons this evening, London time. Do you hear a lot of people supporting him? We're not hearing that actually right now. Twitter's pretty quiet. Not a lot of people are sticking their necks out. And remember, it's a secret ballot. So it's very easy to just support him and then vote against him if you want to. So I think that the other thing is that he won I believe it was an 80-seat majority in 2019. And Boris Johnson is seen here as a winner. And if people perceive that he can't win for the party, that in fact he becomes a drag on people in elections, and we have a couple of by-elections coming up later this month, people in the Conservative Party will not see, his members of Parliament will not see a point in continuing to support them if they think he's actually a risk when they run again, and they could lose to Labour.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Thank you so much.